It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
So I tell him I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, it won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
And movie reviews with Andy Pate.
I think that you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Chief, mate, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, Charlie, Richard should be joining us in a minute. So we're going to do this a little differently this week, kind of a little similar to what we did last week, where we kind of get things started. We'll intro the movies we're going to do. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, have a nice long segment, have a break followed by another nice long segment, and then we'll sort of get things finished up in that little last segment like we did last week.
Sounds like fun.
Okay, so we are doing, Richard, are you there?
I am.
We're doing movies with animals. Okay, Andy had some precursors, so I want to make sure Andy's laying out the groundwork for this. What's the rules?
What are the rules?
What are the rules?
Well, basically this, that an animal, at least one,
okay,
has to play a very prominent role.
Okay, a prominent role. Got that, Richard?
A prominent, what happened to our whole, driving soundtrack thing?
We're going to do that later.
We'll get there.
We're getting there.
By the way, I want everyone listening to know, it's a sham that you guys don't give me the topic until like 3 hours before.
Oh, we do too.
No, the reason we do this, Richard, you're too good at this and we need the advantage.
Oh, Andy.
Your dad,
Andy,
especially.
Don't be pumping me up there.
Your dad really struggles, to be honest.
No kidding. This is the sham of, if my movies aren't as good, it's because I don't find out about this stuff until right ahead of time.
Oh, whatever. You found out plenty of time.
For the 10 minutes leading into this hour, John is in a cold sweat.
I'm good today.
Dad,
I got a lot today.
Dad, I wouldn't have found out had I not asked you this morning at 10 o'clock.
Well, you should have asked earlier in the week.
And, John, you should have lied to him and told him it was something else.
By the way, you have access to the notebook. All you got to do is look in the notes. It's all there.
I'm busy doing other things for you.
There we go.
As Andy would call your other empire.
Oh, okay, there we go. All right, so we're going to be right back. Don't go anywhere. Up first, again, Mighty Hand Construction. We just heard from Rob and the guys, and they would love to help you. Northern Colorado, they're there for you. Expansion of your home, kitchens, bath, basement, roof, gutters, siding, windows, you name it. They've got you all taken care of. Mighty Hand Construction. Find them at klzradio.com.
As a full-service construction company, Mighty Hand has the experience to assess all of your exterior damage. Your insurance company will rarely offer you the full amount on your claim the first time, partially because your adjuster may not realize the extent of the damage. Micah and his team have dealt with plenty of insurance claims that covered the roof, but failed to factor in the damage to windows, deck, siding, paint, and trim. Since the Mighty Hand team professionally installs and sells windows, they've seen how poorly fitted windows can cause damage to siding as water works its way down. Although they won't try to fix damage that isn't there, they will take care of your entire exterior so you don't get stuck with another project and another bill. Contact Micah and his team today for an estimate on your full exterior redo in Northern Colorado. Ask about their retrofit windows for increased energy efficiency. Visit klzradio.com/mightyhand. Honoring God, impacting customers.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, if you want some help with some of those things when it comes to the around-the-house fix-up stuff, getting it paid for, we talked to Kurt yesterday. He's got a way to help you do that. In fact, multiple ways to help you do that. Call him now at 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
I just told Charlie we needed a howling or some sort of a, you know, or something in the background coming in.
We really needed some animal sounds.
Like some cry of the wolf or something, you know. But
Charlie,
you know.
What's going on here?
Just,
you know, we ask so little. We're so patient.
We didn't ask at all. Good point.
Charlie puts me down so easily. I try to fight with him and I just lose instantly.
Well, we are doing
the guy
movies,
is good.
We're doing movies about animals, so
the guy is good.
You're up first.
I'm up first. Okay. Most of mine are gonna be cartoons because I think cartoons are the best animal movies, but I do have a few
that
aren't.
Just threw up in my mouth a little.
John, I don't like movies generally where an animal is an actor, because what do you do? Have it run over here and talk about it? Have it run over there and talk about it?
Of course.
And this entertains you.
Yeah. Some great animal movies. We're going to talk about some.
You know, Richard, the nights must have just flown by with your dad.
Richard likes animal movies, too.
What?
Said Richard likes
them. I don't mind animal movies, except I don't like animal movies that...
Where the animal dies.
Happens to the animal.
Yes.
Like something happens. Again, we're going to talk about several of them. But, yeah, I don't love those movies just because, I'll be honest, I like animals more than people a lot of the time. You know, like a dog. You know, a dog just loves you. You know, they don't, you know, they're not mean.
So,
and, you know, hateful and all the other things that people can be.
So if my favorite is Old Yeller Bambi.
No, that's not.
That's gonna trouble you.
All right, give me your first. Let's go.
Okay. Here, my favorite is Kung Fu Panda, hands down.
I knew that was gonna be the case.
Jack Black,
pretty good. Jack Black,
and a spectacular cast. This was a movie that came out of nowhere. It really did. People, when they heard about it, thought, okay, it'll be a pretty good cartoon. It blew people out of the seats with humor, good music, great chemistry between the characters. Excellent story, just a wonderful movie. Kung Fu Panda, hands down for me the best.
All right, Richard,
go
you're
ahead,
up.
Richard.
Side note, real quick, Dad. Coming from the north, you know, looking into Denver, it is like Apocalypse Now style.
I know.
Smoke.
We're watching this, Richard.
I know. It's awesome.
Oh my word! It is like. I got a call from my wife in West Arvada, and she thought that our neighborhood was on fire because the smoke is so thick. I'm like, no, that's not. And I mean, it is just. Eerie right now.
Hey,
so.
really quick, Richard, remember, you know, with Independence Day, because we're talking movies, remember when the wall of clouds first came in?
Yes.
That's what this looks like.
Yes. No, I do not doubt it. From the north, it looks weird because you're kind of in, anyways. Crazy.
Okay, you're up. Let's go.
You're up, Richard. John's getting impatient.
Let's go. Chop.
Excuse me there, pal. You're going to be skipped over. Charlie, just note of this. I'm going to go with one of my favorite movies because I love these type of movies, and that's going to be Hidalgo.
About that one.
Good one. Yeah.
Viggo Mortensen, and, you know, he's he's the Mustang, right? And he races all the thoroughbreds across Asia. And it kind of gets me because he kind of gets hurt, but it's okay. He survives at the end, and they win, and then he lets them lose.
Great movie. I forgot about it, actually. Great movie.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, my
first
one.
Yeah, it was worth it, wasn't it, Dad?
Okay, my first one, which, by the way, is one of my – I know people are going to be surprised at this, but one of my favorite movies, Babe.
Oh!
Babe the Pig.
That was mine.
Babe.
I was going there next.
Great movie.
It is a great movie.
I love
movie.
Babe. The first one's the best.
You did love Babe. You did like Babe.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Yeah,
we've watched that a few times.
By the way, another movie that came out of nowhere that was not supposed to do that well.
The farmer's the best at it, too. It's just a great movie.
Oh, he was terrific.
It's awesome. Pig. He just calls him Pig.
All right. Let me do another cartoon here. No, I'm going to do one. War Horse.
I didn't see that, but I've heard it's good.
War Horse is good, and it's the story of a horse and a guy, and they're separated because
the story of a horse in the war.
Yeah, and the horse is used in the war. And
imagine that with the title War Horse.
Yeah. But the horse makes an impression on a number of the soldiers around him, and the guy has to find his way to get back to the horse.
Gotcha.
And, you know, did I cry? Well, no, I didn't, because I don't care about the animal movies in that way as
you
do. But
gotcha.
No, really, it's a good movie.
Okay, I'll have to watch it. I've heard it's good. I'll have to watch it.
You're up, Richard.
Go ahead.
All right, Andy, thank you for your soulless commentary. I'm going to go with another sad movie here, and that's because very sad. Marley and Me.
I never saw it.
Oh, Dad, you can't watch it because it's got a lab, and Marley just gets into everything as labs tend to do, but then it's like one of the best dogs, and, you know, he gets them when he's younger, and then, you know, he has his kids, and so Marley, as all dogs kind of do, you know, they get put to the back burner. And then Marley gets old, and it's just terrible. But it's a great movie in that. You know, outside of, if you just stop watching, you know, with 10 minutes left, you'll be good.
Oh, geez.
Okay, Richard, describe for me the last 10 minutes of that movie if you're sitting next to Dan Muir.
You have a river.
Exactly. Well, I would be too. We're going to have to go through 3 boxes of tissues. I can't do it.
Jeez. Okay.
So anyway.
All right, am I up next?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do one. Let's see. Let's get a little bit more fun. Let me think here. What have I got here? How about, okay, I know this is, people are going to think that's really not an animal movie, but actually it is. King Kong.
Oh!
I'll give it to you.
Okay.
I'll
is that not an animal movie?
You know, I was going to go with Jurassic Jawzilla Kong.
Jurassic Park can almost be considered a animal movie.
King Kong really is a movie where the animal has a central role.
He is the star.
He is the star.
Even the old King Kongs, he was the star.
Yeah, with the blonde in his hand and all this kind of stuff.
He's always been the star. There you go.
Do you have one that you like the most out of them? Or?
Oh, I don't know. You know what? Some of the early ones I still like the best.
Okay.
Not black and white, where they're all cheesy CGI. You know, it wasn't even CGI. It was like claymation or whatever they did back then.
Claymation.
Whatever it was. Anyways, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go back to the cartoon well here. Finding Nemo.
Oh, yeah, that's on my list.
Fish are animals, aren't they?
Yeah, fish are animals.
Fish are animals, too. And Finding Nemo was wonderfully done. It had a breakneck pace and a great story of an overprotective dad looking for his son.
And they sang a lot.
No, actually.
Didn't they?
No.
But they sang a lot.
No, they didn't sing hardly at all.
It's not the Little Mermaid that under the sea. You're thinking...
Is a mermaid an animal?
Well, half.
No?
Yes and no.
Yeah, that doesn't count. Little Mermaid doesn't count.
Okay.
But no, Finding Nemo, I don't even think they have any songs in it, to be honest with you.
No.
Okay. All right, you're up, Richard.
Just Keep Swimming doesn't count.
You're up.
All right, so I'm going to go... Well, actually, I'll keep it, Andy. I got to go with kind of what I think of when you first said this category. This is the first movie that came to my mind, and that's Air Bud.
Yeah, it's on my list,
and
too.
And kind of all the stuff
it's cute.
Behind it, you know, Air Bud, Golden Receiver, he plays football, and that one's, you know, happy because, you know, it's a good, fun movie in that regard. So, I don't know.
Yeah, no, that one counts. That's a good one. Okay, let's see. I am up next. Oh, man, there's so many. Okay, this was one of Richard's favorite movies growing up as a kid, by the way, Homeward Bound.
Yeah, favorite, yet very traumatic because Shadow almost died.
Yes, but he doesn't.
No, and Sassy didn't really like the cat, but whatever.
It's Michael J. Fox's Shadow, right?
No, Shadow's the
Oh, Shadow is Costner. Who is it? Not Costner, it's who is it?
Chance is Michael J.
Chance
Fox.
Chance is Michael J. Fox. Bull. There you go.
He's the pit bull, whatever you want to call
right.
him, type thingy.
Are you guys finished?
I'll figure it out. Go ahead.
You got this figured out?
I'll figure it out real quick. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to go live action on one. Seabiscuit with Tobey Maguire. Thought it was pretty good.
I just watched that the other night, actually.
It's a little slow. I admit it's
a little slow, but it's a good movie.
But it's a good story.
I don't know why it was on. I watched it the other night, the whole thing. It was really good. I actually like it.
I thought Tobey Maguire was ideal for it.
It was a great movie. It wasn't exactly, you know, true to the whole story of Seabiscuit, but it was pretty close.
Well, they didn't interview Seabiscuit. So
no, I meant like when the jockey gets hurt and all that. None of that really is according to the exact timeline, but it was a good movie.
It's still good.
So there's still a really good movie. So
yeah. You're up, Richard.
Go ahead.
All right, so I'm going to go. Sorry, I'm taking pictures as I'm driving of the crazy apocalypse, which is always encouraged by people to do, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm going to go take the same category that you did, Andy, and actually same kind of movie, and that's going to be Secretariat.
There you go.
I think that it was really well done, and they did semi-follow it. And again, you want to talk about a feel-good movie. You obviously know what happened. You know, Secretariat has won, or he won the Preakness, by as much as you can possibly, right? It's the Preakness or the Belmont, whatever he won. The last one of the Triple Crown, you know, he won it by as much as he possibly could, saved the family farm. Again, they embellished a little bit of it, but I just felt like it was really well done. And, oh, my, who's the main actress in that? It's not Diane Keaton. Andy, come on now.
I forget this one. I forget the main actress.
Who is... Okay, I'll look it up.
Hang on, I'm looking right now. I'll tell you. The Diane Lane.
Oh,
Diane
Lane. I love her.
She did a great job. I think...
John Malkovich is in that, too. I forgot about that. He's been in a lot of movies I've watched lately for some reason. I don't know why he keeps popping up.
He does a great job as the trainer. Just really well done. Again, Disney, you got to give him credit on the animal movies. They tend to do really well in that category of things.
Yeah. Okay, all right, that one counts. Okay, so I'm up next. Let's see here. I'm going to go a little bit out there, which you guys will be surprised at, Cujo.
Okay. Getting a little aggressive there, aren't you?
Just a little.
To anyone.
Huh?
This is not shocking to anyone.
This is the St. Bernard that goes, like, crazy. Like, literally. Like demon-possessed Cujo.
John, when you were a child, did you want Jaws as a pet?
I didn't want Cujo as a pet, but just
probably not.
He came to mind. I haven't seen that movie forever, by the way. Doesn't he like get on top of the car and try to break the windows out and stuff? Am I thinking correctly?
I can't remember. Saw it once, way.
He like
way
butts
back.
His head against the windows to try to break it. I think. Anyways, Cujo.
Evil St. Bernard.
Evil St. Bernard.
This one's not gonna carry you out of the mountains and save you.
No.
This time it's personal.
It'll destroy you.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's one you probably haven't heard of. It's called Mouse Hunt.
Nope, never heard of
it. It's live action, but it's with a fair amount of CGI. It stars Nathan Lane, Lee Evans, and Christopher Walken is in it.
Christopher Walken?
Yeah, he's an exterminator. Kind of evil. And yes, and it's all about these guys that get this house and they, you know, they got to get rid of this mouse. And yet the mouse is super smart and causes terrible trouble. And at one point they decide to get a cat and Nathan Lane goes to the place to get the cat. And he says, I want one preferably with severe mental illness. And they have to get a cat to go after him. It's actually very funny, a little slow, but funny.
Okay.
Have you ever seen Mouse Hunt, Richard?
I have not, no.
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
You're up.
All right. Dad, you want to talk about one of my favorite movies of my childhood, and this probably may be it, and that is going to be The Jungle Book.
Oh,
that's on my list,
Baloo
too.
With Baloo and Bagheera and Shere Khan, and you've got King Louie. And I'll be honest, the new Jungle Book is really well done, too. It's really well put together. The CGI is not too bad to where you feel like you're just watching this, you know, kind of essentially should be an animated picture. So I feel like they do a good job there. But, yeah, one of my favorite dads, yes, there is singing, but I feel like they did it very creatively in a lot of ways.
So all if right. we do the NFL draft again next year and I call you Mowgli the entire time, are you going to be cool with that?
Well, considering that is what I was called
that my entire childhood. That was his nickname growing up, so yes.
All right, then. Go ahead, John.
But you can't call me, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got some suggestions from listeners because some of these are not on my list, which this one was not. It maybe is on Andy's. I'm going to say it anyways. How to Train Your Dragon Trilogy.
Oh, yeah.
Dragon is
that Mike?
Yeah.
That's Mike.
That's Mike.
Okay, so I'll name that one. I got a few more here, but let me get through a few first before I name a few more off of the listener's list. Okay, so I'm up next. How about... Okay, I don't want to steal one from Andy, which I know that's going to be Andy, so I won't go there.
Really?
How about a Shaggy D.A.?
Oh, no, wait. That's
Shaggy
not,
Dog, Shaggy D.A., same deal. You know?
That's not the one with Tim Allen. No. No,
yeah,
that was
it.
Yeah.
It is? Okay, with Tim Allen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah, good movie.
I just like Tim Allen.
I do, too. And he's really good in that one. He voices it really well.
All right, let me do the one that you probably thought I was going to do, Bolt.
Yep, that's the one. I saved it for you. There you go.
With John Travolta as the voice of Bolt. I'm sorry, folks. I know I keep bringing it up, but
it's a good movie.
It is a guaranteed winner. I've never known anybody to watch Bolt and not like it.
Doesn't matter what age you are, you can all watch it.
Yep.
It's a good movie. It really is. Yep.
With the folk music and all that.
I'll second you on that one. It's really good. Yes.
Yes. I think one of the funniest characters is actually the cat. When she's
I agree.
Now I'm disturbed on many levels. You know, she's just very funny.
Yep.
Richard.
The cat and the hamster in that one.
Rhino.
Very funny. That's right. All right, I'm going to go with a similar one, Andy, and that's going to be Ratatouille.
That's one of mine.
Ratatouille?
Ratatouille. Patton Oswalt is, he's a nut job outside of it. But he does a great job at that character. You know, he's the little rat that lives in the kitchen and helps the one guy become. You know, he controls him with his hands.
He's perfect.
By his hair, he gets in his hat, and I don't know. It's really well done. It's kind of a really cute movie, and honestly, anytime it's on, it's just a really enjoyable film to kind of keep watching.
Okay. All right. I have one. I guess goes along with Cujo, and that would be Jaws.
Oh, took another one of mine.
Is Jaws not counting
a theme here, Dad?
Dun.
You know, and somebody mentioned after our show last week that was the soundtrack we missed.
I know. We should have had that one.
I mean, come on.
Dun. It's not a soundtrack, though. I'm not putting that in to listen to on my way home from work.
Well, actually, Jaws had a pretty good soundtrack.
Really?
But that is a memorable tune.
It is a memorable tune.
Which I play anytime that I'm coming up behind another car.
Yeah. Dun.
You know, and I want to, and I'm looking to pass them. It's just something, I don't know, it moves me. All right. Am I up? One more round before the break?
You're up.
Okay, here's one that you guys would not have thought of. I know the one Richard wants to do. I'm going to leave it to him. So I'm going to do this one. Penguins of Madagascar.
Penguins of Madagascar.
Penguins of Madagascar is the most conservative messaging movie of a cartoon I think I've ever seen.
Okay.
It's got little conservative messages throughout it.
Really?
Like about French tax law, things like this. You know, it's rather conservative. Yes, you could tell that some conservatives really weighed in on the writing with Penguins of Madagascar. Also, it's just very funny with some very silly characters with John Malkovich as the villain. And it's just a lot of fun.
Okay.
Very fast, too.
It is. I'll give you credit there, Andy. It's one of my kids' movies that he watches in the car at times to just kind of pass time. It's kind of one of those ones where it's really funny and the penguins are just too good, I'll be honest with you.
After watching it, do your kids say, Daddy, you got to vote Trump?
My kid knows who President Trump is anytime he comes in a flyer or is on a coffee mug or on TV.
Yeah.
He says, that's President Trump.
Woohoo! So,
they're trained right. Don't worry.
We know.
No issues there.
But exactly. No. We're not raising Democrats here, Andy. Come on.
Yeah, no, we're not raising those.
I didn't think so.
And when he sees Biden, he calls him Uncle Joe because we can't use the other terms we want to use.
Okay, so, you're up.
Okay, you're up.
One more round. We'll take a break.
I'm going to go with another one for childhood. Dad, we've mentioned this before, and that is Free Willy.
Yep.
I knew that was coming.
It's got a feel-good story. All of them do. The whales don't die, which is nice. You know, they save them, they move them, and it's got a feel-good feel at the end. So I like it.
Now, in the sequel, he does die, and there's no more Willy. It's called Willy Nilly. What do you think?
No, Andy, you're okay.
Why don't you like my – what? Go ahead. I'm in trouble.
No, you're done.
I'm done.
He's done.
I'm blocked.
Okay, my last one of this round – and I'll name a couple ones that we've gotten from listeners, will be there's still a ton left.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, how about, Andy already said it earlier, but okay, so I'll go with, how about 8 Below? The Sled Dogs.
Sled Dogs.
Yeah.
That's cute.
It's a good
one. Terrible. Nope, doesn't count. Does not count.
Why?
Bad ending.
Oh, jeez. Why is it a bad ending?
Well, I mean, it's not super bad ending because the one dog gets st-
stuck and they have to rescue. Not good. Not good. Don't do dog movies that ends with the dog dying.
Okay. I got a few listener requests here or suggestions. We've got this one Richard will love. I had it on my list, but I'll mention it because a listener did. The Birds, Richard.
Oh.
Terrible movie. Terrible movie.
It's a horror movie with animals.
Richard's fear is the birds are going to attack him.
Yes, I'm going to get my eyeballs picked out by crows.
Might happen.
Yes, it might. You guys, have you ever seen the kid who gets attacked running, just riding down the street?
Yes, and, like, the he's on YouTube. Yes, I've seen him on YouTube.
No good. No good. Birds are mean, and they have sharp beaks. And they can peck your eyeballs
out. Hey, John, do me a favor. Don't tell Richard that that's not actually smoke. That's actually a That's a wall of birds toward Denver.
All right, I have one more that somebody's got on here, which I don't remember this one being very animal-driven. Legends of the Fall?
I didn't make it through Legends of the Fall.
So is that a pet movie? It's fishing?
Fishing.
Oh, Charlie says they're fishing. Oh, he says I don't know. So is it a fishing movie? I've never seen it. I'm confused. Do they fish in Legends of the Fall? What am I missing? Charlie's shaking his head at me. You never saw it either, Andy?
No, it doesn't matter. Charlie's going to cut my mic after that last joke. So
okay, here we go then. We'll take a timeout. Don't worry, we'll come right back. Purify Chevrolet's coming up next. They want to help you out with all of your vehicle needs, buying. Selling, by the way, if you want to sell your car, it's a late model, nice used car. They're liable to buy that from you, especially if it's a sports car. So go out there, check it out. They're in Fort Lupton, 303-659-8311. Purify Chevrolet, find new roads.
Hi, my name is Denny. I've been a customer of Purifoy Chevrolet since 1994, and I got attracted to Purifoy because I was and still am a Corvette enthusiast. And they were recommended to me to do modifications to my Corvette, and it's transpired into over a 25-year relationship now with the dealership. Over the course of the years, I probably purchased 24 Corvettes and numerous company vehicles for my business, and it's just been an outstanding relationship all these years. If you're a Corvette enthusiast, there's probably not a better place to take a Corvette for service or any modifications you'd like to make. And from the day I came up there back in 1992, you just come away impressed. I've known Rolly now for 20-some years, and a good business relationship turned into a very, very good personal friendship.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
When politicians want to raise taxes, they're supposed to give you a say in the matter. They're not supposed to sidestep the law and make you pay more without your approval. But that's exactly what politicians are doing. And that's why we need Proposition 117. Proposition 117 gives us, the taxpayers, a voice. It allows us to vote on large fee increases, which we all know are just hidden taxes. For far too long, politicians in Colorado have raised the cost of car registrations, health insurance, and even hospital stays without giving voters a choice. They get away with it by calling their cost increases fees instead of tax hikes. Voting yes on Proposition 117 would change that and stop the hidden tax hikes. Vote yes on Proposition 117 to give Coloradans the voice they deserve. Paid for by Unite for Colorado. Katie Kennedy, registered agent.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Yes, Charlie did it.
What's this got to do with dogs?
These are animals. Two animals who are singing the song, John.
They are?
Yeah, The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Don't you remember Lion King?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever have a childhood?
Yeah, no. Kumu Matata.
Okay, yeah. Okay, welcome back to Rush to Reason, folks. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John is getting a lecture here in animal films. I can't believe what you suggested off air.
What?
Well, because we got this wonderful suggestion from somebody. Dinosaur. Dinosaur?
Yes.
And then I said The Land Before Time, because these
I
are cute
Land
ones.
Of the Lost. Ah,
Land of the Lost, claymation dinosaurs.
Yes.
Dude.
It's awesome. I watched like 3 episodes this month.
You should apologize for that.
Those are awesome.
Land.
So COVID does certain things. I'm watching Land of the Lost now.
You watch claymation
at
home.
Kind of feel like it's The Land of the Lost.
Yeah, I swear, much more COVID, we will all be watching claymation at
home. Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
You're up.
Because I know Richard can't handle this. Let's see here. What was the clip I was going to play from? Yes! Let's play the clip from Old Yeller. Here
thanks.
We go.
Thanks, Andy.
Oh, my goodness.
No, Mama. There's no hope for him now, Travis. He's suffering. You know we've got to do it.
So he has to shoot his own dog.
I know, Mama.
And this is Richard.
What are you people
doing? He was my dog. I'll do it.
I'll do it. That's Richard.
Yeah.
Charlie, if you have any humanity.
Okay, now right now Richard's holding the gun. Okay, now he's got it pointed at Old Yeller. And that's right. Make sure your sights. Now go for center mass.
This is awful.
It's him or you.
This was an awful movie growing up, by the way. Was he ever going to shoot the dumb thing? Come on,
well, you
got to
drag this out.
Come on.
Richard.
Kill it now. Come on. How long did this take? No wonder we all cried.
Okay.
All right, this is enough.
Richard left. There it is. Old Yeller.
Which is now dead.
Old Yeller is now dead. By the way, Old Yeller was actually a classic movie, wonderfully done.
No, it was not. It was awful.
No, come on.
I saw that in the drive-in when I was a kid. Cried the whole time.
You just don't like it because it wasn't claymation.
It was awful.
They used a real Yeller.
It was awful.
Richard, I want you to know I forgive you for what you had to do.
I hung up on you. That's what I had
I know.
To do. I hung up on you people. You are sick.
That's
twisted.
An awful movie, by the way. All right, you're up, Richard.
It's a classic.
No, it's awful.
Nope,
you're up,
Andy,
Richard.
You are skipped next round. Good. On a happier note.
Forfeited a round.
I forfeited.
No, one of my favorite movies, it's because this was one of my favorite books growing up, was White Fang.
Oh, yeah, I don't have that on my list. White Fang, right.
A lot of people didn't necessarily watch. It's not like a super broadcast movie, but it was well done's relative. But it actually does a good job at following the book. So if you've read the book, it's a pretty good movie in that regard.
Okay. All right, I have, which, by the way, Andy didn't like, but I did. It's a good movie. It's an animal movie. It's Zootopia.
That wasn't that bad.
It's a good movie. I liked it.
I like it.
Well, sloths. It's like going to the DMV. That's the best part of the whole movie, is the DMV. Literally. Okay.
It's the most
before
accurate.
Andy goes to his next one, I have a couple more.
No, Andy doesn't get one.
That's right. We're skipping Andy. That's true. So this is in place of Andy.
Okay.
Secret Life of Pets 1 and 2.
Very good.
Is what a listener
Very
said.
Very good.
And one more, The Spirit Horse of Cimarron. I don't know that movie.
You know, I can't say that that's been at the top of my list ever.
Isn't that an Indian movie, I believe? No, I mean it.
I don't know. I have no
a cartoon.
I can't say
I think
I
it's an
I think
Indian movie. Like cowboys and Indians or?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's like an Indian movie about a horse.
I don't know.
Okay.
Beats me. Okay.
Well, I picked on Richard, so I'm skipped.
No. You don't get to go.
Yeah, I know. You're going, Richard.
Hey,
we're
I've got
skipping around.
Richard, I have a scene from Bambi.
On a happy note that I like to go with, this is a movie that maybe didn't get a great reception by folks, but it involves penguins, and that's Happy Feet.
Oh, Happy
where
Feet.
He rolls down, and they don't know what's wrong with him because he's dancing, and you know, his name is Elvis, and he's kicking his feet and stuff. I didn't get a great reception. A lot of people didn't like it, but I found it pretty enjoyable, to be honest.
Okay. All right.
And it was very happy, unlike Andy, who is sick.
I actually think Old Yeller is a very good movie, though. You guys don't like it. I don't know why. No, I think like it was well done. All right.
All right, I got to go with the classic, guys. Got to go back in time. Lassie. And there was a gazillion Lassie movies that I saw at the drive-in. They were all good.
In every single one was a kid rescued from a well.
Yes. That's what Lassie does best.
It was like an epidemic back then. Kids fell in wells.
Lassie, go get so-and-so. And off she'd go. She's a great dog, by the way. It's the best collie ever known to mankind.
How did Lassie always save kids from wells? I mean, did Lassie, like, rappel down? And
no, she went and got help.
Oh, that's right.
She'd go retrieve someone.
Just pull out her phone, 911.
No, she ran back to the farmhouse.
Lassie is the opposite of you. She cares about people.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Lassie was like the epitome of dogs. She was just like the best dog.
No one gets me.
Okay, you're next.
No, we don't.
Hey, really quick, Richard, I can't use this one because the dog does not play a major role, but I want to ask you what you thought of it. The dog in As Good As It Gets with Jack Nicholson.
Very, very good movie. And so you could argue, though, that it does, because that's what people remember of that movie.
That's right.
Him going down the sidewalk, avoiding the cracks with the dog. And then the dog starts to avoid the cracks. Very good.
I thought that was absolutely classic.
It's a good movie. It's a good movie, period, anyways.
Yeah.
It is.
There's a lot of great one-liners in that movie.
I thought so, too. Yeah. But since I can't use that because that is a...
I added it.
Okay, then I'm going to use it. As good as it gets.
It works. I'll go with it. Okay. Go ahead, Richard.
All right. I can't believe we haven't named this one yet. And that is maybe, again, outside of my original one of Air Bud, is Beethoven.
I know. It's on my list.
Yeah.
And you've got the slobbery.
Yeah.
Big old dog.
So I've never owned a St. Bernard. They slobber on everything.
They do, and they're good dogs. You know, they take care of you.
And Richard knows this from even me having grandkids. There's one thing I do not like at all, period, dogs or people, and that's drool. I do not like drool, do I, Richard?
No, but see, it's cute when it comes from a baby, and then semi-cute when it comes from a dog.
When a baby's drooling, I'm always wiping their chin.
What about Biden?
Andy.
Is that cute?
It's a mask. You know,
from creepy uncles.
I'm just not being liked here.
That's why he wears a mask. It catches the drool. It's like a little drool bucket. Remember, didn't they have drool buckets on Saturday Night Live at one time?
You're right. The bottom side of his mask is really pulled tight.
And it's really wet.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
Okay. And when he puts his head back and forth, there's this sloshing.
All right. Hang on, Dell. I'll get to you in a second. Are you done, Richard?
Yeah.
Okay. So I am up next. Okay. I got to put this one in there. It is a movie. That was really a great movie, I thought, March of the Penguins.
There you go.
It's a good movie. Was it not?
It's no Happy Feet, but yeah.
No Happy Feet, but it was good, you know. It's sad in parts. The seals eat him at times, but it's good.
We need somebody to rescue us, and I think his name is Dell.
Dell, what's up, sir?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, Dell.
I got one that I don't know if it made it a movie to you, but it's been on TV a couple times here lately called Max.
Yes. It's on my list. Good movie.
It's a fun movie. Yeah, it's a really good movie.
Yeah, it is. It's a good movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cute movie.
Yep, good movie.
Anyway, that's what I called it.
Good. No, thanks for rescuing us, Dell. Good job. Appreciate it. No, that's a good movie.
Yes, the quality just took a step up from, at least from everything I've been saying.
Okay, you're up.
Okay, let me just do a super quality movie that you can't miss with that I know Richard loves, The Lion King.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hakuna Matata.
I gave you there, Andy.
Yeah, come on. Am I back in your good graces, sort of?
Let's not get carried away now, Andy. You're still got a long way to go after that performance. But you're on your way with The Lion King.
All right, you're up, Richard.
All right, so I'm going to test your memory on this. I'm not sure if you've seen this movie, Andy. Dad, we own this movie, but you probably never watched it. And that's Dunstan Checks In, which is about there's a chimpanzee. He escapes from his mean handler in the hotel. Dunstan Checked In.
Yes, I think I've seen it.
He befriends his, it's actually George, whatever, Jason Alexander's in it. He's the dad. He's the concierge of the hotel, is always helping out people, and his son is always at the hotel. And so this chimpanzee comes by and basically befriends the son, helps him out, and they kind of make trouble. It is a cute flick and a cute film. And it's actually the kid that plays in the Santa Claus, is the kid in the Santa Claus.
Ah.
So, very good. Gotcha. I enjoyed it.
Okay. All right. I've got one that Richard will not remember. Andy might. Charlie probably knows this movie. Okay, you guys ready?
Okay.
Gus.
Yes.
You remember that movie?
Yeah,
Richard, you've never seen it, have you?
Wasn't Gus a mule?
Played football.
Right.
He kicked field goals.
Yes.
It was a good movie.
Very Disney-esque.
It was good, but it was still funny. Good movie.
Okay.
All right. Should we take a call? All right, let's take Doug here, see what Doug has to say. Doug, you're up. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Hey, two movies or two series of movies which I like, which are maybe a little over the top, but the King Kong movies, and I especially like the most recent one because I thought the emotion they got on King Kong was would have been what the original guy would have wanted to get if he had
agreed.
I agree. I thought
it was good. Yep. And then the Godzilla movies, that whole cult set. But even the most recent one I liked just because there again, how we portray him, they were thinking of him as evil. And the one father on the second one was trying to kill him and then finally realized that he's been there to try to help them all along.
Good one.
Despite all the destruction.
Yeah, good one. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, agree.
All right.
Good stuff.
Sometime I want to talk to you guys later about some COVID stuff because I have some questions.
Sure.
But
we should have some time at the 5 o'clock mark. So just stay tuned, Doug. Hang tight. We'll come right back to that.
Oh, okay.
All right, man. Appreciate it very much. Thank you. All right, Richard. Let's see who's up next. Andy.
I am.
Andy's up.
Well, really quick, I wasn't going to do this one, but since Richard mentioned a chimpanzee, we got to go with Ronald Reagan in Bedtime for Bonzo. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's cute.
I've never even seen
it. He's a professor, and he hires a nanny to help him raise a chimp, hoping to decide nature versus nurture.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. Bedtime for... Look, it's Ronald Reagan, all right?
Bedtime for Bonzo. Okay. All right, you're up, Richard.
Okay, quick question. What do you guys think is the highest grossing animal film of all time?
Lion King.
Which one?
Oh,
the last one.
The CGI one or what?
Yes, it is. What do you think it grossed?
No clue. How much?
$1.6 billion.
Good gravy.
Wow.
Really?
My gosh, that's more than Hunter got from Ukraine.
Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing.
That's all preying on my generation, the millennials. Going back to their childhood and being nostalgic and everything else. But,
all right, you're up. We got a couple more we can do. Go ahead.
Yes, so this is going to go back to when Charlize Theron wasn't so nut jobby, and that's Mighty Joe Young.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
They go into the forest, they get the big gorilla, and, they kind of want to use him for, tests and everything else. But a good film, again, not sad like Andy's seems to be.
Okay, I have one I have to mention just for Andy, and I don't know if Andy ever saw this one, but I'm sure Charlie did. That would be Benji. Yes, Charlie says yes. Remember Benji?
Yeah.
Disney film back in the day? That was probably one of the first, more modern type dog films, right?
Yeah.
It was Benji.
It was.
Okay, we got time for one more round. We got to hurry.
Okay, really quick. First of all, by the way, my favorite Charlize Theron film, Italian Job. Just got to throw that out there because
dogs in that, though.
No, there weren't. Leave me alone. Okay. I was going to do Bambi, but that's not happy for Richard, so I'm going to do Ice Age.
Oh.
Ice
Age.
That's
a good one.
Prehistoric animals. It's all happy, happy, and fun.
Okay. That works. Go ahead, Richard.
It's a good movie.
It is happy, happy, and fun, Andy. Don't you knock it. All right, I can't believe we haven't mentioned this one yet, but we've got to throw in a Tom Hanks movie, and that's Turner and
Hooch. Turner and
Hooch.
Yeah, I figured that'd make it. We have lots of suggestions
One of the good ones. I enjoy that one. They did a good job, and even... Yeah.
All right. I am going to finish things off. The last one. And again, got to go back in time to the childhood. Not my favorite movie, but I'm going to mention it to close out. That would be Dumbo.
Yeah. Okay. I don't like the recent one.
I don't either, but there we go. All right, Richard, with that, I'll let you go. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Really good to see you.
All right, have a good weekend. Barber's Foods is next, folks, and they have the best meat, period. I guarantee it. Trust me. You can get 2 free pounds of Wagyu ground beef with every order. Just type in beef at your checkout. Go to barbersfoods.com.
Barbers Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. In September and October, Barbers Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation, crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from. So buy your proteins from Barbers Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. BarbersFoods.com.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Teresa at the Campion Church said, "I have worked with this company for 9 years. They are some of the best people to work with. When I call for service on our copier, they are always looking to get there as soon as they can. One time I had a deadline and my copier was down. I called them up to see if I could use a copier in their office and they said, come right on over. Duke has personally come and delivered a copier for our use for a few weeks to make high-speed copies. I have enjoyed working with BES and would definitely recommend them." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560. And they called it
puppy love. What movie is this? Any ideas?
No, I don't. It's a 50s tune, but it's got puppies.
Oh, puppy love.
Puppy love. Pup, get it?
Okay, so I've got a few more that we can mention that came in as from listeners.
Okay.
I don't know if this one really qualifies. Dances with Wolves.
Oh, yeah.
A wolf is a... I guess so.
That's a main character. It's one of them. And he did a better acting job than Kevin Costner.
Oh, shut up. He did not.
Costner was great in that. He
Pacific
was.
Rim?
I just can't get over Waterworld. Okay.
What's Pacific Rim got?
Well, it's got the Kaiju. The Kaiju that they had to fight against.
Okay. Somebody says Sound of Music. Oh, sorry. That was last week. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong. Yeah. Art of Racing in the Rain. Sorry. I need to scroll down. Art of Racing in the Rain.
Okay.
You saw that, right?
Yeah. It was. It had good parts.
Oh, somebody said slow. Anaconda with the snake.
That is so cheesy, and I enjoy it.
Congo?
Congo. Eh. Here, I got a few here really quick here. Lady and the Tramp.
Yes, that's on my list.
Did you and your wife ever go out and you rolled the meatball across the plate tour with your nose?
No.
You don't know how to make a woman happy?
No.
I understand. The Edge with the bear. Remember that one? When he ate...
Oh, that's the one with Anthony Hopkins and what's his face?
Baldwin.
Yeah, the Lib.
That was pretty good. 101 Dalmatians. That's classic.
Yeah, that was on my list.
Born Free.
Oh, I didn't put that on my list.
Peter Rabbit, which was surprisingly good, by the way.
Dr. Doolittle, by the way, is on a listener list and mine as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dr. Doolittle. Now, one thing we didn't mention, this was also on a listener list, Marmaduke. Which was a big
Did they make a movie out of it?
Yes, they did.
Oh, okay.
And then actually Charlotte's Web. We missed probably one of the most popular movies of all time.
Yes.
Which is The Spider, which is an animal. And then we also missed the movie about mice, Stuart Little.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Starring Michael J. Fox.
Stuart Little.
Yeah.
Which, by the way,
it's cute.
It's a cute movie.
It is cute.
It's actually worth watching.
Very cute.
And then last but not least, we should round things out. I can't believe nobody mentioned this because it's probably the most popular animal in movies of all time.
Mm.
Literally of all time. Flipper. Am I right?
I used to watch the TV show.
I did too.
I never watched the movie.
Name a movie or name an animal star that's bigger than Flipper.
Pretty tough to do.
I mean, all those years. He was it, right?
Yeah.
I can't believe we didn't mention that first.
Wasn't one of the wasn't the boy named Bud?
Yes, Bud. Oh, he lived in the Everglades.
Yeah.
His dad was the game warden. Remember?
Well, if we're talking about terrifying animals, then we got horror movies coming up in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we're doing that on the
30th. We'll stay away from that.
Yeah, we're not going there till then. No, All Dogs Go to Heaven, Charlie just said.
Oh, that's a classic.
I don't think I ever saw that one.
It's cute.
Do they die?
Yes, John. They all get shot by your son.
Okay.
No, they don't die.
Another sad movie from back in the day, which Richard would hate, Where the Red Fern Grows.
That one I don't know.
You don't know that one? Charlie, you remember Where the Red Fern Grows? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. It was sort of like an Old Yeller type movie. It came out about the same time.
All right.
There was two dogs and one dies. And anyways, go watch it. And Black Beauty. Nobody mentioned Black Beauty.
By the way, what was it? 2-3 years ago, Megan Levy. Did you see that?
Yeah, that was a good movie too.
It was a good movie with the lady who was in the military and the dog that she had to.
It was a great movie, by the way.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. That was a good movie.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Chana Kitchens is coming up, folks. And if you would like to have that kitchen done, keep in mind, you can't get that done by Thanksgiving, but you can by Christmas if you act fast. Go to klzradio.com or call them directly at 303-376-7588.
The number one goal of the Enchanted Kitchens design team is to create a space that fits your daily life. Yes, you want a kitchen that looks nicer and more modern. But for you, the primary value of a redesign is the difference it will make in your everyday life. You need a functional, open space so you can have a pleasant day-to-day experience in your kitchen. Above all, you want a kitchen that works. At Enchanted Kitchens, you will partner with a professional team of designers who know how to ask the right questions to help you plan out the kitchen you and your family really need. As a Rush to Reason listener, after you visited their experience center, the Enchanted Kitchens team will schedule a follow-up meeting in your home for free to assess your space and learn specifics, like how often do you entertain and for how many. In order to get the functional kitchen of your dreams, you need the Enchanted Kitchens design team on your side. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Baby shark, doo 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 doo. Baby shark, doo 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 doo.
Oh, come on.
We play inmates.
What?
This is what we play inmates.
I know.
We torture inmates with this song.
This is punishment for inmates and our listeners.
Both, yes.
Yes.
But it is animals. Okay, so I got a couple more honorable mentions here. Okay. Harry and the Hendersons.
Well, that's Bigfoot.
Which
that's
is not Sasquatch,
an
yeah. And Fox and the Hound.
Okay.
Fox and the Hound. Make sure I got all the rest of these done. I think we've got... By the way, all of you that text in each and every week when we do these movies, thank you very much. It's a joy to have you do that. Those of you that call as well. I will say not probably, funnest hour of the week. Not that the rest of the hours aren't fun, but this is the funnest hour of the week.
It is pretty fun.
I look forward to it every week. It's fun. It's a blast. The involvement from you all is great. We really appreciate it, and I just can't say thank you enough for being a part of what we do each week here, all through the week, but especially Fridays at 4. I hope you guys enjoy it as much as we do. It's a lot of fun.
It is.
I seriously mean it, folks. I really enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. So next week, so on the 30th, we're going to do horror movies. So that's a week after next. What do you want to do next week? One-liners? Movies with good one-liners?
Epic lines. Epic one-liners.
Epic lines. Epic one-liners.
We could do that.
You want to do that?
We'll consider that.
I'm your Huckleberry.
I'm your Huckleberry. That's classic.
Okay, there's a bunch, right?
Oh, well, the best one of all time. Come on, Clint Eastwood. Do you feel lucky? Oh, come on.
Well, do you, punk?
Do you, punk?
All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Hour number 3 is coming up next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.